Start the hour off by welcoming in Terry Birchall, joining us for our monthly update with the North 5 Public School Foundation. Terry, how's October been treating you?
You know, it's awesome. We're gearing up for Thanksgiving, and it's just a thankful month. So we're starting it off. It's Thankful Thursday.
It is the thankful season.
It is the thankful season. So, and I brought an alumni with me who also works for the school district. And she's a kindergarten teacher over at McDonald, part-time.
Uh-huh.
And then, full-time.
Yeah.
And then her other part-time, she is the cheer coach.
Awesome.
She's the head coach over there. So, but first I also wanted to touch, next month I want to talk about our Engage classroom over 8th grade at Adams.
Mm-hmm.
We did a great grant with Great Plains Health. Well, actually, Great Plains Health did it. We just helped them formulate it. The foundation did, along with the district. And so we'll talk about that next month.
Awesome. Looking forward to more information on that. And Jenna, good to have you in the studio. How long have you been with the public school?
So this is my 5th year with the public schools teaching, and then this is my 3rd year coaching.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. And you teach kindergartners at McDonald, you said,
I
right?
do teach kindergarten at McDonald, yes.
That's you must be tired by the end of the day.
They keep me on my toes. They're a lot of fun.
You find time to coach cheer, too.
It's balance. You got to find a good balance.
Different challenges with both of them, that's for
sure.
Yep,
different age groups, so different challenges.
Different ends of the spectrum.
Yes, we get the littles and the bigs, so.
You get a little bit of it all.
Yes.
So I heard recently that you guys qualified to go to the Citrus Bowl.
We did. So we this summer competed at our camp in Colorado at Colorado State University, and we were a trophy-winning team. We did really well, so that qualifies us to go perform at the pregame show for the Citrus Bowl in Florida over Christmas break.
Awesome. So qualifying this past summer, and you'll be doing that over the Christmas holidays.
Yep.
Okay. And tell us about the process of preparing for that big performance.
Right now we're really in the process of just fundraising and helping getting us to the Citrus Bowl. Soon we will be getting the routine over video that we have to learn, so we'll take time to learn that, and then once we get down to Orlando, practice with the whole group and be ready to go.
Awesome. So how can the community help in supporting you and the girls?
Right now we're looking for a couple different things. Our big one is community sponsors. We're looking just to have community members or businesses help us pay our way to the Citrus Bowl. One way we're doing that is by if community sponsors do $250 or more, they will their logo can be on our t-shirt that we will wear on our travel days to Orlando.
Awesome.
They've done a lot of fundraisers.
I saw them this past weekend at the, was it the Demo Derby?
Yes.
They were out there, yeah.
Yep, we did the 50-50.
You guys have been getting creative, getting all over the place.
We've been doing lots of fundraisers. So if anybody has any ideas, we're always open for that, too.
Awesome.
So they worked hard for their money, I believe. You know, they get up early. What time is practice?
Practice is at 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So we practice, and we go to school, and then we have games and everything in the evenings, too. So it's a full year. We go from tryouts in April to state competition in February. So.
Wow. And it's a busy summer, too. You guys do a lot of practicing, I know, throughout the summer months.
Yep.
We see at the parades and things like that.
Yep. Camp is a week long in the summer, so it's we've got stuff going on all year round.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So if there's anybody out there that's interested in helping out with some sponsorship to send the gals to the Citrus Bowl, how can they do so?
Yeah. So they can either get a hold of me at my email, jcampbell@nppsd.org, any of the cheerleaders if they know one of them, or any of our social media pages. We can get in touch with them.
So the foundation started right on our front page as an opportunity because we've got the band who's qualified for the Alamo Bowl and cheerleaders for the Citrus Bowl. So we've got our students growing.
Absolutely.
And getting to experience some great opportunities because they're part of the activities at the high school. So right on our front page, nppss.org, you can make a tax-deductible donation to either one of them. When you click on the button, it does talk a lot about the band, but you can comment that it can go to cheer as well. I'm working on that one. So that's another way that they can, you can make an online donation and help cheer, band, any of the programs that we have at the foundation, really. But this is really important. I think those experiences are important for the kids. It gets them to see the world in a different light.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these girls. So.
And this is a unique opportunity, too. This isn't something that can just be easily qualified for that anybody qualifies for.
Correct, yes. So it's a big deal. We're really excited that we were able to qualify, and the girls are really excited and glad that we're able to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Terry, if there's anybody out there who wants to donate maybe with cash or check, old-fashioned way, can they call you over to the McKinley Education Center to set that up?
Absolutely. 696-3325. Be happy to help them out in any way to help these students be able to have these experiences.
Terry, anything else you wanted to add this morning on behalf of the foundation?
No, thanks for having us on, and thanks for letting us share about the great things going on with the foundation and the school.
Always a pleasure, Terry. We appreciate the time. Jenna, it's good to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Congratulations again, and good luck to you and the team.
Thank you so much.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after this quick break on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.